It's a Greek word. Soon means together or co. You know, a place of co-mingling, co-joining together, whatever. It's a gathering place. Synagogue refers to the place. And so what we commonly call a church can just as easily be a synagogue. I don't expect the local council of Jew enforcement to come up and throw me into their synagogue. For them, you know, if you're a Jew and living in Israel, that could be the case, right? But if you're an English-speaking person in Northwest Illinois, where Jewish population 0.00001, you know, you probably are going to be delivered up to a church. They're going to beat you. You ready to be beaten? Remember, Philippians. You know what Christ has given us? Has he given us a ticket out? A ticket on the rapture boat? But I don't want to suffer. I don't want to suffer. I'm afraid. Well, you know what? You want to inherit eternal life. And you don't want to suffer anything. You're not worthy of eternal life then. Go! Go to your minister who tells you lies. Go to your minister who speaks soothing words and tickles your itching ears. You go to him. He'll tell you. He'll tell you what you want to know. You want to hear a lie? You want to hear smooth things? Prophesy not unto us right things. Prophesy unto us smooth things. Speak unto us deceits. You want to be deceived? Then go hear deceit. You don't want to receive the love of the truth? Then hear. Have a strong delusion. Believe a lie. It is given us on the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but to suffer for his sake. Philippians chapter 1 verse 29, let it be burned into your subconscious mind. It is given to me not just to believe, but to suffer also. Happy are ye that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Happy are ye when men shall despise you. Happy are ye when they shall cast you out. Happy you are when they shall stone you. Happy are you when they shall beat you. For your Father has given you eternal life. But I'm just an old woman. I don't want to see my old woman beaten and have horrible things happen to her. But you know what? I don't like the thought of children being destroyed. But you know what? You know, if I think of myself as the child, suffering things, and I don't think it's so bad anymore. I think of myself as an old man, and it's, you know, it is a wrong and a wicked thing that they do. But for those who love Christ, I rejoice in the suffering of my brethren, because I do it in hope of the glory that shall be revealed in such things. And it is glorious. I don't want to suffer. I look at Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. He wanted the cup to pass. It is, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You think he wanted to be beaten? He wanted to do the will of God more than anything. But do you think he rejoiced thinking, ah, it's a great day to get beaten and spit on. A happy day for me. I can't wait to be crucified. No. I don't want to feel those feelings. I don't want to experience the emotion that it's going to bring. You know, and what if, and all you got to do to save yourself is open your mouth and speak a lie. God is going to keep us from that temptation.
Well, Paul, what about keep from the hour of temptation? Aren't we going to be raptured out?
Yeah, it'll keep you from the hour of temptation. But we're not going to leave. And the book of Mark gives you here in chapter 13 the chronology of the end times as well. When you are delivered up, notice, hey, don't take a thought beforehand when you're going. You don't need to bring your Bible. You don't need to take notes. You don't need to think about what you're going to say. The Spirit of God is going to come on you, and he's going to give you a mouth and wisdom. He's going to teach you what to speak by the Holy Ghost. So we don't have anything to worry about. We don't have to be the smartest man on the face of the earth to face up to the rabble of Satan's army. God will give us wisdom. He will give us the words to speak. Don't premeditate. And my former teacher used to say that it was the unpardonable sin to premeditate. That's ridiculous. Relax, okay? Because, you know, he makes it so like, if you even start thinking about what you might say, You're committing an unpardonable offense? What a ridiculous thing. He's trying to make us not worry, not give us greater worries. The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is not to premeditate what you might say. The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is to ascribe to the Holy Spirit's work, ascribe the Holy Spirit's work to the devil. To say, he casts out devils by the devil. That's the unpardonable sin. To say, he heals people by the devil. Verse 12, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Families are going to be divided right down, you know, my son, he's just so deceived. He doesn't believe in the Antichrist. He doesn't believe in Jesus, you know. He thinks Jesus is someone else. He thinks Jesus is still in heaven, but we see Jesus is here right now with us, and he's calling down fire from heaven in the sight of men, and he's shown everyone that he's God, but my son does not think that this one is Jesus. He needs to be reformed, and thus they would deliver them to their deaths. You're going to be beaten. They're going to kill you. They're going to spit on you. And you're going to be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Whether it be to the end of the tribulation, or to when they kill you. Because I tell you, it doesn't mean you have to, it's not like an endurance race where you got to endure. You know, people say, well, this isn't grace, they've got to endure. Where do you think you get, you think you're able to endure without the grace of God? It is the grace of God that enables us to endure. And if we do not endure, it is because we don't have the grace of God. So it is still salvation by grace to endure to the end. Because only those who have grace can endure to the end. You can't just, but I tell you what, God wants us to endure. We want to run the race with patience, leaving the sin and iniquity behind us, and reaching forward and taking hold of righteousness, becoming one with it, and one with God, and one with Christ. Being of the same mind, of the same behavior, the same conversation. We don't want to give up. We don't want to lose our race. Or sit down and say, you know, like I've said in the past, I'm going to run 10 feet. Sit on my butt and say, I won. That won't work. Use diligence. Make your calling and election sure. But I'm lazy. Then you can't be saved.